New conservation program proving popular. Thanks for joining us, everyone. With Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Melissa Bratton. Producers across the U.S. seem very interested in USDA's new agricultural conservation easement program. USDA's Rod Bain has the story.
When Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack earlier this year announced the new agricultural conservation easement program,
we were anxious to see the reaction to this combination effort.
That's because this new Farm Bill program combined previous conservation easement programs in a streamlined partnership process.
And it's really designed to give options to folks to be able to take a look at what works best. In the past, we've been pretty prescriptive with these programs in terms of allocating the resources and basically forcing people into one program or another. This basically creates the kind of flexibility that allows folks to put their own ideas together, then seek assistance and funding under this consolidated program.
And as for the reaction to the new ASEP program, well, the secretary said he was not disappointed.
We received over 1,450 applications, totaling up to $546 million of requests that would have covered 345,000 acres.
Then those applications were pared down.
We were able to identify 380 easements that qualified under our program, $328 million being announced for those easements. It will cover 129,000 acres. 60% of those acres would be farmland and grasslands, 40% wetlands, with a real focus on water quality and wetland storage capacity.
And the Agriculture Secretary says this program is another example of conservation
partnership. In this case, it's between landowners and the NRCS USDA, providing assistance and help to conserve and preserve land for high and best use.
And Secretary Vilsack adds that even with ASEP proposals accepted and funded for 2014,
doesn't mean that those other easements and those other applications will go for naught. There may be ways in which other conservation programs can be used to provide help and assistance.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Join us next time on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.